Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí say no injuries have been reported following a road traffic incident in Letterkenny. And Commission Planala has confirmed a decision on the appeal against a new filling station close to the site of the Creasa explosion has been delayed. A campaign is growing in Burt for traffic calming measures and a review of the speed limit after a two-car collision close to the local GAA club yesterday, which left two men seriously injured. And a member of the 100% Redress Party has spoken about the difficulty of moving his parents out of their defective concrete-affected home. These stories and full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have the latest sports news at around 5:45. But first, Gardaí say no injuries have been reported following a road traffic incident in Letterkenny. They received a report of the incident on the N56 Kilmacrenan Road this afternoon. There were no injuries reported at the time. Gardaí say no further details are available at this time. Police are currently at the scene of a fire in Derry. They are assisting the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service in the Bloomfield Park area. Members of the public are advised to please avoid the area at this time. And Commission Planala has confirmed a decision on the appeal against a new filling station close to the site of the Creasa explosion has been delayed. Earlier this year, an appeal was lodged with the Planning Appeals Board against the application for permission to demolish an existing dwelling and construct a new building incorporating a shop, post office and off-licence, along with a fuel forecourt. A decision had been due this week, but the Commission has confirmed that cannot happen because it is necessary to issue a notice under Section 137 of the Planning and Development Act, and Commission Planala now hopes to issue a determination before the 9th of November. A campaign is growing in Burt for traffic calming measures and a review of the speed limit after a two-car collision close to the local GAA club yesterday, which left two men seriously injured. Both drivers, a 19-year-old man and a man in his 20s, were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment. The road was closed for several hours last night after the collision, which occurred at 5:30, and Gardaí are appealing for witnesses and dashcam footage. On today's Greg Q Show, local resident Mark said changes are necessary.
I actually live just on that stretch of road there myself. For people who's not familiar, it's just right at the GAA club in Burt there. There's a few islands in the centre of the road, but you see, the problem is, Greg, it's still a 100-kilometre road in a built-up area with busy junctions, and then you've got a lot of businesses on the road. The GAA clubs, I suppose, is very busy as well. The islands, Greg, seems to be causing more of a problem than they're benefiting because of the speed of the road. There's another problem with one of the islands, and a lot of our people that lives around there, it's in the wrong spot, because if you're coming from the Bridgend area and you want to turn into the GAA club, people that's not familiar with it turns in too soon, then they're stuck in the centre of the road and the island's in their way. They have to go back out onto the fast lane to get around the island. I live right just at the junction. Nearly every week I've seen near misses, smashes, people blowing horns at one another because, you know, it's just everybody's going too fast, too. Like, you can't blame people for going too fast, Greg, because, like, at the end of the day, they're driving at the speed limit. They're not doing anything wrong. When you hear the screeching and the horns, you just be waiting for something, you know, for that news to come through that one of them wains has got knocked down or something. You're just thinking, what is it going to take for somebody just to say, right, this needs to be looked at. Let's make a plan and see what we can come up with. Since the islands went in, Greg, I think it's actually got worse. There's actually been more accidents since the islands was installed years ago. Like, I think what we need to do now, Greg, maybe a lot of us residents, maybe need to get together and try and put a wee bit of pressure on the councillors. If we start somewhere and put a bit of pressure on them, and maybe it'll lead to something.
A member of the 100% Redress Party has spoken about the difficulty of moving his parents out of their defective concrete-affected home. In a video posted on social media, Councillor Ali Farron says he and other family members were moving their parents out of their home on the eve of his mother's 85th birthday. He says the situation is worsened by the fact that his mother has dementia, and both she and his father have been eaten up by the fact that they're leaving the home they built after a lifetime working together in their pub. On today's Greg Q Show, he said these are the stories that those in Dublin need to hear and understand.
They retired in 2007 to a nice house that they built, and it's home for us now because, you know, we're always there, coming and going. They always noticed that they're starting to crack, they've done corners and things like that. And it's been eating at both of them. Even before my mother was diagnosed with dementia, it's been eating them internally that they built this house. And that's the reason we got on the scheme. We got the blocks tested at the same time as I got my house tested. While their house was built 5 years after mine, their house was in far worse shape than my house. The ball started rolling, and we're at the stage now that we had to move them out. And on Sunday, all the nieces and nephews, anybody that could lift something was there carrying, and we moved them out last Sunday. And while I was doing it, I was kind of thinking, what do I say about this, and how do I tell and deliver this story? There was people crying, and, you know, we were moving things that was sentimental, and we were formed to be a voice for defective blocks. And I thought to myself, I was standing about, like, sometimes people like me were expected to be able to say something, and it wasn't me from a point of view. I was just finding it difficult to deal with. But my way of dealing with things is telling about it and talking about it. So I went down to the gate and I'd done that video. The people that listen to your show, most of them, they know about defective blocks. They're tired listening about defective blocks. But the people we need to get to is maybe the people in Dublin, the people in offices that don't know enough about it.
Crews are working to restore water supply to Bundoran following a major burst on a trunk main. The burst is significant and is expected to be fixed at around 11 o'clock this evening. Ishgarin say they acknowledge that a water outage is a major inconvenience and thank the local community for being patient while they work to restore the issue. There are calls for Commission na Mban to take a stricter stance on social media platforms posting illegal content. TikTok has been invited to appear before the Media Committee in September as concerns are raised over videos which glorify illegal activity. Committee Chair Alan Kelly says they need to know how quickly TikTok can remove such content in the aftermath of Sunday's fatal collision on the M9. TikTok says it's removed much of these videos. But Media Committee member Sinn Féin TD Joanna Byrne says the social media company could do better.
Anything that goes on the internet can blow up into anything in an instant, and we all know that. And I think it's crucially important that Commissioner na Mban stand up, and indeed I know they have contacted TikTok looking for a detailed explanation, but they have a crucial role in overseeing how we move on for this and ensure that people can practice online.
A Donegal doctor who was honoured at the weekend for his work with the emergency medical response charity Critical is urging all drivers to pick and reread the rules of the road. Dr. Jerry Lane and his colleague Dr. Jack Collins were joint winners of the Blue Light Unsung Hero Award, having responded to more than 100 emergencies during the first 6 months of this year alone. Dr. Lane is a retired emergency medicine consultant and previously ran the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital. On this morning's Greg Q Show, he said the reality is when it comes to road collisions, the vast majority are caused by human behaviour.
It is a matter of record and research that the primary driver towards most collisions, more than 90% of them, is actually human behaviour. And that could be a source of despair for all of us, I'm afraid. But you know something? It is also a source of hope, because human behaviour costs no money to change, because it's something that we can do inside our own selves. We can become more ethical drivers, and each one of us could be 10% better than we are today. Each one of us could be 10% better, and it wouldn't cost us a huge amount of time, energy or money. Let's have a little think about a simple thing that we could do. Simple thing that we could do is we often read the rules of the road just before we do our driving test. And then we put it away and we don't go back to it. And with the passage of time, we kind of forget what the rules are with regard to certain things, roundabouts, junctions, that kind of stuff. We forget. And that's normal human behaviour. If each one of us could just have a look at this, remind ourselves of the finer points, each one of us could be 10% better cheaply tomorrow. Now, that will make us a lot safer. It'll make our passengers a lot safer and make the people around us a lot safer. I do accept that it's a pretty boring read. But that being said, it could be a life-saving read. It could be something that would save your life as a driver, save the people inside your car, or could save a pedestrian or cyclist around you.
Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to the death of a man in County Cavan over the weekend. They've launched an investigation after discovering his body at a house outside Ballyjames Duff. Jessica Woodlock is there.
The body of the man in his 60s was discovered in his home in Kilmore Estate, just outside of the town of Ballyjames Duff, on Saturday. Gardaí were called to the house and spent more than 48 hours examining the scene. Garda cordons were removed from the property yesterday, and Gardaí say they're not releasing the details of their forensic examination for operational reasons. It's understood Gardaí searched the property and around the house in the hours after the man's death, but they have not yet said what their line of investigation is. They're asking anyone who was in or around Kilmore Estate between 6 o'clock on Saturday evening and midnight to contact the Garda Confidential line or Ballyborough Garda Station. Jessica Woodlock at Ballyjames Duff in County Cavan.
The independent external reviewer into the killing of 51 cattle in 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, has established a dedicated mailbox to receive relevant, verifiable information from members of the public and external parties. The North's Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs says the findings of the review will be completed as soon as possible. Katie Gallagher has more.
Dr. Martin Blake, who is leading the review, is inviting anyone with information relevant to the planning, decision-making or implementation of the operation carried out in 5 Mile Town on the 29th and 30th of June 2026 to submit it for consideration. The operation was undertaken to comply with a deprivation order relating to a herd keeper who had been disqualified from keeping farmed animals. Dr. Blake says information submitted should be verifiable and relevant to the scope of the independent review. Assurance are being offered that any information or personal data provided will be handled in accordance with applicable data protection requirements and used only for the purposes of supporting the review. The review will assess whether the operation was conducted in accordance with the relevant legal framework, departmental procedures and accepted standards of public administration and seek to identify lessons that can be learned.
The time is 42 minutes past five. We will be back after this short break.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, home to a full range of Gaelic gloves designed for comfort, grip and performance. Shop now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:45. Mark's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Cameron Carter-Vickers says everyone at Celtic is determined to get back into the Champions League. They host Austrian side LASK in their playoff first leg tonight. The Scottish title holders missed out of the stage last season, but the US international is confident history will not repeat itself.
It's a competition we want to be in, year in, year out. It's obviously the best club competition in the world, so it's good to get in it and kind of compete against the best teams, best players in the world.
Kick-off this evening at Parkhead is at 8 o'clock. In transfer news, it's being reported in Spain that La Liga club Real Betis have agreed to deal to sign Troy Parrott. AZ Alkmaar and Betis have agreed terms on a 5-year contract for the Irish international. A deal looks to be in place for a fee of around €20 million. Well, Manchester United have reportedly submitted a £65 million bid for Brighton midfielder Carlos Baliba. The departure of Casemiro and Manuel Ugarte's long-term injury leaves head coach Michael Carrick seeking midfield options heading into the new season. Brighton have set a valuation of more than £100 million for the Cameroonian international. Arsenal have moved a step closer to signing England defender Ezra Konsa from Aston Villa. A £51 million deal has been agreed between the two Premier League clubs. Arsenal will now need to agree personal terms before a medical takes place. Villa themselves have signed two players today, goalkeeper Zion Suzuki and left-back Matteo Ruggeri. Japanese shot-stopper Suzuki comes in from Parma for around €35 million to put Emi Martinez's future into further doubt, and Ruggeri joins from Atletico Madrid for just over €24 million. Frank Lampard takes underdogs Coventry City to champions Arsenal for the Premier League opener on Friday night, with few giving his team much hope. The former England midfielder led Coventry to promotion and they're set for their first taste of top flight football in 25 years. Lampard was asked if the plan at the Emirates is simply to keep the score down.
I want to go in with a more positive mindset than that.
I get
what you're saying. You know, if you ask a lot of people out there, they will expect one result here, and that's fine. You know, you can use the underdog element of it for your own motivation. It's no problem. I understand why you say it, because Arsenal are a great team.
England's chief refereeing officer, Howard Webb, says the integrity of the game is under threat. That follows US President Donald Trump's intervention during the World Cup, which appeared to lead the overturning of a suspension for American striker Fulleran Balogun. 2010 World Cup final referee Webb says world governing body FIFA must be transparent.
We live in a world where conspiracy theories are abounding based on nothing, no fact, no evidence. And of course, when something like that happened and there's some external pressure applied, it's not helpful because it creates a space for those conversations to happen.
In horse racing, Dylan Brown McMonagall rode a winner at York earlier today. The Letterkenny jockey was on board Small Fry for JP O'Brien in the 4.10 outing. That horse went to post at 2-1. In boxing, Kelly Harrington is intent on qualifying for the LA Games in 2028. The two-time Olympic champion will be 38 by the time the next Games come around. The qualification process for LA gets underway at next year's World Boxing Championships, but Harrington admits her first aim will be to win here in Ireland.
I will probably try and give it a go to qualify. I never look at medals or anything like that. It's trying to get there is a very, very hard process. But they'll start in April of next year. And like I said, it's very hard. And plus, you have to get out of Ireland. So you have to win your Irish championships, you know, and you never overlook them either.
In motorsport, Red Bull's Isaac Hadjar will miss the upcoming Dutch Grand Prix with a wrist injury. The Frenchman is ruled out by a problem picked up in routine training. Liam Lawson will step up from Racing Bulls to take his place, with Yuki Tsunoda returning to F1 to step into Lawson's seat at Zandvoort this weekend. In tennis, Nick Kyrgios could be facing a 4-year ban. The Australian tennis player tested positive for cocaine at the Mallorca Open last June. The former Wimbledon finalist has been banned from tournaments since the 4th of August, pending the outcome of a tribunal. In a social media post, Kyrgios made an apology to his family and the kids that follow his tennis career. Finally, for this evening in rugby, former Leinster and Australia head coach Michael Cheka will return to the Waratahs for the upcoming Super Rugby season. The 59-year-old is back in the hot seat at the Australian franchise, having guided them to their only Super Rugby title back in 2014. He was most recently in charge of English outfit Leicester Tigers. That's all your sport for this evening. Your next sporting update here on Highland will be during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Katie.
Thanks, Mark. HICWA has published reports following inspections at 6 centres for people with disabilities in Donegal. One non-compliance in the area of independent assessment and personal planning was recorded at Same Review, while one non-compliance in the area of risk management was noted at Riverview Lodge. In both cases, responses from management are attached, outlining how the issues are addressed. No non-compliances were recorded at Ardclogher, Crookneculla, Railway View and Clohan. More details and links to all 6 reports are available on our website, highlandradio.com. Ulster Unionist MLA Mike Nesbitt has resigned as Northern Ireland Health Minister. This follows a row with UUP leader John Burrows over the potential withdrawal of emergency surgery at County Derry Hospital. Jane McNamara has more.
The Causeway Hospital in Coleraine could lose its emergency general surgery services as part of a Northern Trust proposal. The Belfast Telegraph reports a specialist unit which offers mental health services is also facing potential closure. The proposal was put to Mike Nesbitt for approval, sparking a row with his party leader John Burrows, who made a public statement opposing the closure. The BBC is quoting one senior health service source as saying that intervention was a hell of a slap in the face for Mike Nesbitt. Earlier this year, Mr. Nesbitt had told a Stormont Health Committee meeting that he would walk away if he felt his party was trying to influence how he carried out his role.
The vast majority of cervical check samples are processed outside the country. New HSE figures show over 75% are done abroad, while 23% are assessed here. In the wake of the cervical check scandal, a dedicated Ireland-Irish lab opened at the Coombe Hospital in Dublin in 2022. Solicitor Kian O'Carroll, who represented the late Vicky Phelan in her landmark cervical check case, says the numbers are an improvement.
At the time of Vicky Phelan's case in 2018, 45% of screening was being performed outside Ireland. As the scandal progressed, one of the major laboratories in Ireland withdrew, and we then had 90% being performed in America. Then it went to 100%, and then the state started clawing back screening for Ireland. And Vicky Phelan's own words on this were to bring screening home.
And now for the weather. This evening we'll have a mixture of sunny spells and further scattered showers, some heavy and possibly thundery at times. There will be clear spells and further scattered showers overnight, possibly heavy at times, with low temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, Gardaí say no injuries have been reported following a road traffic incident in Letterkenny. They received a report of the incident on the N56 Kilmacrenan Road this afternoon. There were no injuries reported at the time. Gardaí say no further details are available. And Commission Planalla has confirmed a decision on the appeal against a new filling station close to the site of the Creasa explosion has been delayed. Earlier this year, an appeal was lodged with the Planning Appeals Board against the application for permission to demolish an existing dwelling and construct a new building incorporating a shop, post office and off-licence, along with a fuel forecourt. A decision had been due this week, but the Commission has confirmed that cannot happen because it is necessary to issue a notice under Section 137 of the Planning and Development Act. A campaign is growing in Burt for traffic calming measures and a review of the speed limit after a two-car collision close to the local GAA club yesterday, which left two men seriously injured. Both drivers, a 19-year-old man and a man in his 20s, were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment. The road was closed for several hours last night after the collision, which took place at 5:30, and Gardaí are appealing for witnesses and dashcam footage. And a member of the 100% Redress Party has spoken about the difficulty of moving his parents out of their defective concrete-affected home. In a video posted on social media, Councillor Ali Farron says he and other family members were moving their parents out of their home on the eve of his mother's 85th birthday. He says the situation is worsened by the fact that his mother has dementia, and both she and his father have been eaten up by the fact that they're leaving the home they built after a lifetime of working together in their pub. That's all from the newsroom for now. We will be back with another update at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, August 19th. The death has occurred of Rosaline Craig, Naoimhe Gahern, Bailet in Chiland, and formerly of Coot Hall, County Roscommon, and Ballinamore, County Leitrim. Rosaline's remains will be reposing at Murphy's Funeral Home, Tubin Burnfoot, on Friday afternoon from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Wake is for family, friends and neighbours only. Removal on Saturday morning at 10:15, travelling via her late home at Bailet to Our Lady of Lourdes Church in Chiland for Equi Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requi Mass can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sean Murphy, funeral director. The death has occurred of David Gill, Cush Dura, Gorey Wexford and Anna Clonmany. His remains will arrive at his brother Lawrence and Colette's home, Anna Clonmany, at approximately 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:40, going to St Mary's Church Clonmany for Equi Mass at 10 o'clock, followed by private cremation. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Veronica Vonnie Gallagher, Niamh O'Keefe, Drumini Letterkenny. Vonnie's remains will repose at her late residence today until the rosary at 9 o'clock, and again tomorrow from 12 noon until the rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrane, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in New Leck Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. And the death has occurred of William Thomas, Tom Carlin, Swords, County Dublin, and formerly of Dungorman, Castle Finn, County Donegal. Reposing at his home in Dublin today until 7 o'clock. Removal tomorrow morning, St Cronin's Church, Brackenstown, arriving for 10 o'clock. Mass followed by funeral to St Mary's Cemetery, Castlefin, County Donegal, with burial at 3 o'clock. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the Oireann na Laoi. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.